Well, the weather is turning lovely, which is just in time for all the charity motorbike rides that are going on. And one of these rides that's coming up in October is Ride for Red. And we're chatting with the event organiser. Blakey, how are you going?
Yeah, good, thanks, Fee.
Tell me all about Ride for Red. What's it for? How long's it been going? And how are you involved?
The Ride for Red has been, this is our fifth year. And we do it to raise money for the Cancer Foundation for the research section. And we started it in memory of a good friend that died of brain cancer in 2016.
And I'm presuming he was a motorbike rider.
Yes, he loved motorbikes. He was one of those guys that if you wanted a hand with anything, he'd be there, and he was always there to help anybody.
So the perfect way to honour his memory is to help raise funds so that the next person who's going through brain cancer might have a bit of a better chance. That's fantastic, Blakey. So tell us about Ride for Red. Who can get involved? Where does it start? How long does it go?
The Ride for Red, anybody can get involved in it. We do this. It's mainly just everything's donated. We have people following us in cars, but anybody with a motorbike or a car that wants to get involved is quite welcome. We will be leaving the Celtic service station on Palmerstone Road behind the Big Fish at 9 a.m. sharp on Saturday the 2nd, and then we ride up to the hub at the Ridge on Jubilee Road, Carter's Ridge, and we have like coffee break, and then we do raffles. That's the way we raise our money. And then second stop will be Kenilworth Hotel for lunch. And then we ride then on to Mullaney Hotel, where we have an overnighter where we do raffles. We have a multi-draw raffle, and we have a lot of auctions that we do to raise the money. That's the only way we raise the money. We don't ask for people to pay for the ride. We just ask people to actually buy raffle tickets on the ride.
So it's quite a big ride by the sounds of things. You've pretty much got to set aside the weekend for it.
Yes, well, that's why we have an overnighter. And then we, like I say, we do all our major auctions and raffles that night. We have been doing a major raffle prize, which we do each year before the ride, and then it's drawn on the ride as well. But it's just a fun ride. We just like people to get involved. And, yeah, it's just a great day.
And how many riders do you expect to get involved?
Last year we had 69 motorcycles, and we had 10 cars following us.
Okay, all right.
At different stops, there was also people there that had been waiting for us in cars and that as well. So, yeah, so anybody can get involved. It doesn't matter, you know.
So you
the idea is just to raise money. Sorry?
So you're leaving from Caboolture, and this is happening on Saturday, the 2nd of October. You'll leave Caboolture at 9 o'clock sharp, just behind the Big Fish service station.
Yes.
You've got several stops along the way. You're pretty much riding most of the day, but you stop for refreshments and to do some raffles along the way, and then you have an overnight stay in Mullaney, was it?
Yes, that's right.
Terrific. Yep. All right, and it's all to raise funds and research for the Cancer Council. If you'd like further details, head to our What's On guide at salt1065.com. Got all the details up there and the links if you'd like to get in contact with Gary to find out further info to get involved. Or can people just show up on the Saturday morning?
Yes, yep. Everybody's welcome. Just show up and be ready to ride at 9 o'clock.
Terrific. Will it go ahead if the weather's bad?
We go whether it's raining or not.
Well, it is Queensland, so I mean, even if it's raining, it probably won't be raining for long.
Exactly. Yeah. We had one a couple of years ago where it poured rain, and we still had a great showing. So
fantastic. Lovely chatting with you, Blakey, and all the best with the ride.
And thanks very much for doing this for us.